Good morning, Fran. Well, there's a Nielsen poll out and a news poll out, so that's pretty much got all the papers covered. But really, their polls show nothing different to what they've been showing for, what, getting close to 18 months, even beyond. Nonetheless, the coverage is pretty emphatic. PM's fortunes on the rise, says the Canberra Times. Gillard makes gains despite budget pain. The Age, Gillard's budget boost. PM catches up to Abbott as preferred leader, but Labor still trailing. What about the Australian? Their take on it is that the Labor base rejects the Swan budget. The ALP vote refuses to budge. It's a Labor life raft in the Daily Telegraph, planned for Gillard MPs to enter New South Wales state politics after a Western Sydney wipeout in September. The party's over, says the West Australian. What they're talking about here, though, is the WA budget, and revenue is collapsing in WA, just as it did in the federal budget. A $2 billion hit to the state incomes forecast paints a grim picture. Taxing time, says the Courier Mail. The coalition puts the GST on the table for a review. Schools in, says the Hobart Mercury. There'll be a cash boost to try and improve retention rates in Tasmania, year 11 and 12. A war on race hate, the Melbourne Herald Sun. Victorian police want tougher penalties for bigots. And we have Dumb and Bummer. A person crashed her car after being distracted by a passenger who was trying to moon a semi-trailer as they overtook it on the highway. What paper could this be? It can only be the Northern Territory News. Fran.